نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM, and above all our honorable ustad and sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafidhahullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I commence with the talk, there are a few announcements. We just received the sad news. Our honorable principal, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema rahimahullah, his sister passed away and now his janaza after Maghrib. Allah Jalla Wala grant the marhuma and Hazrat Mawlana and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Jalla Wala grant all their families sabr jameel. Similarly, we all are aware, brothers, that the month of Rabiul Awwal has started. Yesterday, Friday was the first, today, Saturday, and now, mashallah, it's Sunday, so the third. We all should read the Sunnah Dua, and that is Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. Oh Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam, wa tawfiq, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, Rabbi wa Rabbukallah, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, in authentic hadith. Similarly, I request one and all, our honorable Ustad Sheikh, if you only know Hazrat is not feeling well, he has a lot of pain in his knees, but yet Allah Jalla wa Ala give our Hazrat the siha, basarat, basirat, afiyat. Make dua for Hazrat's health. Allah Ta'ala gives him complete recovery, inshaAllah. It is only the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that few weeks ago, my wife and myself, we went to Russia, Uzbekistan, and then for Umrah. Alhamdulillah, we left here on a Wednesday night. We arrived there in Moscow via Dubai. And Alhamdulillah, at Moscow airport, there were no problems. That my wife was in a wheelchair because the airports are so big. She can walk, Alhamdulillah, but in the airports it's easier for us. So they took us right in front. They just asked us two, three questions. Why have you come? I said, we are tourists. And they said they want to see our return ticket. And then they spoke something among themselves. MashaAllah, they stamped our passport, gave us a visa free of charge for 3 months. From there we went to the hotel, and the hotel was very, very near the biggest masjid in Europe. And that was Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. I asked the lady there, the masjid, she said it's closed, which was incorrect. She said it only opens on Jumu'ah Friday, 10 o'clock, that's what she told me. Nevertheless, I went there for Jumu'ah. I want all of you brothers, respected ulama, sometime when we travel, our horizons, they increase, you know. And we learn so many lessons. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So we see that this is the largest, biggest masjid there in Europe. When I just entered, the adhan went for Jumu'ah and surrounded by police, and because of safety and what have you. It is 5-story masjid, a basement and 4 floors, 25,000 people for Jumu'ah Salat. In South Africa, mashallah, our first masjid we had in 1794, 200 years before our democracy. And we have over 1,000 masajid here in South Africa. But you will not find a masjid where you can accommodate at one time 20,000 people plus for Jummah Salat. But in the heart of Moscow you find this. So it is a wonderful atmosphere. The masjid, immaculate condition. The people silent. The lecture was in the Russian language, the khutbah as well. Obviously, I didn't understand anything. I don't know anybody, first of all. But we said, mashallah, Then I waited outside the masjid to see who can I meet. So I met one, two brothers. I asked them, brother English. They say small, small. When they say small, small, then I know he won't be able to help me, you know. So one brother, mashallah, I met him. He said, no, I speak English. His name was Zafar. So I told him, you know, I need a guide. He cancelled all his programs. And mashallah, he took us around everywhere. One day, ulama, respected brothers, if you go to Moscow, make sure there are four masajid there in Moscow. Russia has a population of 150 million. And the Muslims today, 25 million Muslims, majority of them belong, alhamdulillah, to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and majority of them follow the Hanafi school also, alhamdulillah. When a person goes to that masjid, on the third floor, they have a wonderful museum. You should visit that as well. They have all Quran Sharifs and so forth. We spent two nights there and one full day. From there we flew to St. Petersburg, and mashallah, St. Petersburg, if you know the history, in 1991 they changed the name to St. Petersburg, and the original name under communism was Leningrad. This was their spiritual, cultural capital, very beautiful city. Russia is very, very clean, very, very green. I was very, very impressed. And the people are very helpful, you know, when you ask them something. Although we don't know, but with signs and so forth. Regarding the currency, when we change the dollar, so for one US dollar you will get 65 ruble. If you change the euro, you will get 75 ruble. So it's not that expensive. The weather was good to us, alhamdulillah. Daytime it was nice weather. Daytime was good weather. Nighttime we could see nights getting cold. December, January is midwinter. It goes to 15, 20 degrees minus. So I would not advise anyone to go that time. It's extremely, extremely cold. So in Petersburg, after we went to the hotel, relaxed everything. So I asked them, give me some, you know, maps and whatever you. So I realized it was one old masjid there. So we went, that masjid, brothers, is more than 110, 115 years old in St. Petersburg. So alhamdulillah, we read Asr Salat there. And then I asked the people that you know English. So again, they gave me the same story, that they don't know much. So one youngster, I saw him, I asked him, you speak English? And he spoke excellent. So the other brother came to me and told me in Arabic, "Laysa bi Muslim," that this youngster is not a Muslim. So I asked him, which religion? He said that, no, I was a Christian and I fed up now, this is the word he used. I'm studying Islam. So I told him, mashallah, we can have a quick Q&A here, you know. So I said, brother, ask any question and inshallah we will assist you. So alhamdulillah, he asked some questions and so forth. And I told him I need a guide. So mashallah, he took us around everywhere and so forth. So it was very, very good. From there we spent two nights, mashallah. We flew to Uzbekistan. For us, the ulama, students, all of us, these are historic places. I would recommend every person, mashallah, we go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa. Try and go to Uzbekistan as well. Where we landed, the capital is called Tashkent. If you go into the history of Tashkent, it's called Shash. We all know Usul Shashi. So he came from there. His name was Ishaq bin Ibrahim, rahimahullah. Nevertheless, briefly, we came to Ya Hazrat Mufti Sahib, hafizahullah. So in Tashkent, three things we realize happens there. Number one, we see in South Africa, we are so blessed, my brothers. Every town, city you go, you will find so many huffaz with Allah's help. There it's not like that. So they have a museum, and when you enter the museum, right inside they have one room, and there are guards there. And on top is written, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." Subhanallah, brothers, when you study the life history of Lenin, Lenin died in 1924. But 2-3 months before his death, he signed an official decree. And he said there is one book here, it's a holy book for the Muslims. This book was in St. Petersburg. He said, you, the Russians, make sure this book goes to the Muslims there in Uzbekistan. Our Quran Sharif, which according to many ulama is one of the oldest copies, when you enter the museum, you will find it is the original copy of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. The blood stains are there, and it is certified by UNESCO that this is the original copy. So imagine, more than 300 pages. So that was one of the highlights of our trip there, mashallah, in Tashkent. Second, when we were going with the guide, so I noticed wherever there are Arabic inscriptions. So I told him, what's the meaning of that? He said, brother, we don't know Arabic. This, my brothers, where Imam Bukhari rahimahullah came from, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah came from, Sahib Hidayah rahimahullah came from, Allama Marghinani rahimahullah, the Jibal and the giants came from. Believe you me, brothers, sisters, today if you go there, majority of the children, I cried some places, I tested them, 8, 9, 10 years old, they don't even know Surah Fatiha. They don't even know Surah Ikhlas. I asked the taxi driver, my guide, and you know the brothers, do you know Surahs? Majority of them said that we were 70 years under Russian occupation and we didn't learn. I said, but now you have independence on the 1st of September, 1991, up to now is more than 27 years. Surely you could have learned something. So brothers, there's a great and an urgent need. I beg, I appeal each one of you, honorable ulama, that we need to go there, interact with them. Our jamaats, we need to go there. They are right to become murtad and leave the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. These are our marakis, and this is the halat. So there was one madrasa, we went there, so wherever we should go, then I should take over and explain the Arabic inscriptions. One place we went, there was a group of Germans, so they had their guide. So I told them, do you all understand English? They said, yes. So I said, okay, let me explain to you. So they were very happy. They have a madrasa they call Tila Madrasa or Masjid. So we went there, this was one madrasa we found, it was active. I asked them what they are studying, and they said Jalalain, Mishkat Sharif. So I said, very good, these are the kitabs we teach and we study and so forth. So they said, please give us a lesson. So with Allah's help, we gave them, taught them some few ahadith in Arabic and so forth. So they were very, very happy and elated. The railway system is very good, their train system, mashallah, 200 kilometers per hour. So after that, we went to Bukhara. And lo and behold, we arrived the evening time. Next morning, my wife and myself went. I just see ulama and ulama. I'm wondering what's happening, all from Pakistan. So I asked the one person, Aap Hazrat kahan se tashreef laye? He said, Pakistan. Say, hum 40 ulama hai. 20 is hotel mein aur 20 dusre hotel mein. So he said, we 40 ulama, and they had few khuddam and, you know, other people to assist them. And 20, 25 were in this hotel, other hotel. I said, who's the Amir? He said, Hazrat Mawlana Madani Shaykhul Islam, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu student, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Halim Chishti, Hafizahullah, 91 years old. I said, Hazrat ka hai? He said, Hazrat is not the hotel. Allah Ta'ala's fadl, Allah's mercy, this was their last day, nashta, phir rasta. They were going to leave that day. I said, no, my guide was waiting. I told him, no, wait, I must meet the ulama and Hazrat I have to meet. So mashallah, the bus came and we met. They wanted to take me with also. So I said, no, Hazrat, I'm going to be here. No wife, no life story. So anyway, so we met them very happy, alhamdulillah. So mashallah, from Pakistan, once a week, they have a direct flight from Lahore to Tashkent and ulama are coming there, alhamdulillah. In Bukhara, I need to be honest, brothers. Three things. Number one, there's a great, great Sufi, Uliullah Barinde, Sheikh Bahauddin Naqshbandi. That area, mashallah, you find a wonderful Islamic flavor there. Nice masjid there, madrasa. There also I gave some lessons and so forth. And we find that it's very, very well maintained and so forth. There were great, great Uliyaullah in those parts of the world. I asked this guy that where do the Jews live? So he took me to the Jewish center. When the Soviets were ruling, there were 25,000 Jews in Uzbekistan. But now it's less than 500, 400, 450, less than 500. I went to the synagogue and we met the rabbi and he explained to me and so forth. So I asked him that I heard there's an Irani cottage here. So we went there as well. I just told them I've been to Iran, my name is Husseini. and so forth, because Abdul Qadir Hussein is so. So mashallah, then they welcome us and they hug us also, you know. But we got other motives, alhamdulillah. So we want to get some literature, see. Brothers, this is great cause for concern. When we studied by our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafidhullah, the kitabs were in Farsi, in Persian. But if you ask me Farsi, I can't write one sentence. This is our weakness. See, brothers in Bukhara, you must remember your media, the TV, the radios, the print media, all in Farsi basically, run 80% by the Iranians. Do you know what that means? These people say we are Sunnis. These people say we are Hanafis. But they don't know anything about deen. So they will make an exit and join the other group. So what great concern we should have, my brothers. Think about it. So that they have manipulated the media to their advantage. And this is great cause for concern. From there, alhamdulillah, we went to Samarkand. And Samarkand is a beautiful developed city. Bukhara is a bit underdeveloped. And day after, mashallah, it was Thursday night. So I told him that we tired and so forth. Friday morning, we went to Hazrat Qusam bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's mazar. They call him Shaheed-e-Zinda. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, the chacha, uncle of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sons, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Fadl bin Abbas. Qusam bin Abbas went to Samarkand, Uzbekistan to teach and preach Islam, make Dawat and Tabligh. He became Shaheed there. They have a huge plaque, Shaheed-e-Zinda. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاهُ وَلَكِ اللَّهِ تَشْهُرُونَ. So they are alluding and referring to this verse here. Thereafter, about 11 o'clock, of course 11, I told the taxi. One was the driver, one was the guide. So we went there, where Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is buried. Till today, that area is called Khartan. From Samarkand is about 20 kilos out. When we reached there, so the mela laga hua hai, a big market going on and so forth. So as soon as we came to the complex, so then they tell you, Uzbeks one side, you go free of charge. For us, for a mile, they can see we foreigners. So to enter by Hazrat Imam Bukhari Rahimullah's mazar and masjid, you have to pay. Paying is not the issue. Yeah, in Uzbekistan, if you take one US dollar, you get 8,000 sum, S-U-M. So you give $100, $200, you're a millionaire. But I really found it a bit amazing for us, they texting us, you know, to go inside. We give them the money, no issue. Anyway, we went to Hazrat Imam Bukhari, Rai Mawla's mazar. Listen to this, brothers. When the Russians were in control, see, when Allah, Jalla wa Allah, wants to show us the greatness of people, when excavations were taking place, they found Imam Bukhari Rahimahullah's Lash Mubarak 100% intact. So what they did, they wrote a short biography according to them, and they said that this is a great communist leader. Imam Bukhari, a great communist leader. Alhamdulillah, now all that is removed, and you will find about Imam Bukhari, his biography, all that is written. We read Surah Yasin, make dua, everything, and you know, we think about the halat there. Now more strange than this is, what I'm to tell you. I went in the masjid, and the sheikh there was delivering a lecture, part of it in Uzbek, part Russian, Farsi, whatever. Obviously, I didn't understand anything. Then the khutbah, very short, he delivered in Arabic. We made salam, everything, with the people. I asked this guide and driver what the Imam was saying. He said, what you talking? We don't read Jummah Salat. They write there, but they never read Jummah. I asked them, there were more people inside the masjid or outside the masjid? He said, outside the masjid is more people, obviously. See, brothers, halat. It's normal. Bilkul Hazrat Goya ke khilaf-e adat hai agar kisi ne Jummah ki namaz ada ki. Agar Jummah ki namaz ada nahi ki, Goya ke wo maamool hai. Ye halat hai wa illallah al mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Right by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. This is the halat. Chashmdeed waqia hai. My own incident I'm giving you. So brothers, we cry when we look at the halat of this ummah. Allah has blessed us in this country. What we have. Look at our masajid, look at our ulama, look at our madaris, our darulums. After Asr I went there and Mishkat Sharif Khatam. Go and travel in this world, you won't find. Look at our media. So many radio stations with Allah Ta'ala's help. So my brothers, every day let us make shukr. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, give us safety, security in this beautiful, wonderful country. Ya Allah, let us take this message from the tip of Africa to the whole world, O Allah. And keep us steadfast with Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And brothers, the greatest message is this, is our aqeedah. Let us always adhere and comply without fear and favor to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today there are many, many organizations who want to snatch our iman away. And in the ending again, before our Hazrat addresses all of us and grants us nasiha, our Hazrat Mufti Sahib came to South Africa. We studied the Hazrat Mufti Sahib there in the Madrasa Newtown, it was called Hazrat Bin Nuri's time. In 1974, we were Hazrat's first students with Allah's help. And mashallah, that Hazrat came to South Africa in 1987, now 31, 32 years. So brothers, what a great bounty favor. We always thank our Hazrat Maha Shabir Saluji Hafizullah for accept bringing Hazrat to our shores, and we all can benefit. Once again, we make dua to all, that we ask Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, all our akabir, give them siha afiyah, so that we can imbibe and acquire the true knowledge from the giants of knowledge, alhamdulillah. And our host, Maana Zakaria, our Haji Musa Patel, and all of you, Mufti Abdul Samad Desai Sahib. MashaAllah, so many ulama here. We say Jazakumullahu Khairan on behalf of our whole team and crew here. Jazakumullahu Khair. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.